I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with this VPR News. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has evoked the policies of Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal as the framework for Sanders' vision of his brand of democratic socialism. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Sanders made this speech because of growing concern about what it means to be, quote, a democratic socialist in 2015. Sanders spoke at the historic Gaston Hall at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., to an enthusiastic, standing-room-only crowd. Many of the students had waited for hours in the rain to hear this speech. Sanders noted that President Franklin Roosevelt had often been labeled as, quote, a socialist for supporting Social Security, the minimum wage, an end to child labor, and the imposition of banking regulations after the Great Depression. Sanders reminded the students that FDR, in his State of the Union address in 1944, proposed a second Bill of Rights that called for economic security for all Americans.
Real freedom must include economic security. That was Roosevelt's vision 70 years ago. It is my vision today. It is a vision that we have not yet achieved, and it is time that we did.
Sanders also highlighted Lyndon Johnson's push to pass Medicare in the 1960s as a good example of democratic socialism. Retired Middlebury College political science professor Eric Davis says Sanders' speech is an effort to link his current priorities to popular programs from the past.
That's an important theme of Sanders' whole campaign, that he should not be viewed as a fringe candidate, but somebody who wants to bring American politics back to what was the center ground between, say, the 1930s and the 1960s.
Davis says it's too early to determine if Sanders was successful in diffusing the negative connotation of democratic socialism in the minds of some voters. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.